Well, good morning to you all, and welcome to our Christmas Sunday family service. It's good to see so many folks out this morning, and a warm welcome to everybody on what is a seasonably frosty morning. And so, as I say, a welcome to everyone, particularly if you're visiting with us, and we look forward to sharing this Christmas Sunday service together. Notices on the sheet, I just want to draw attention to the various things that are still to happen in this coming week. Christmas Eve, there's a Christmas celebration at St. Margaret's Hall at 5:30 up in Urquhart. If you want to join in carol singing before that, then there'll be some meeting at the War Memorial in Urquhart at 5:00, and be singing carols at various points through the streets in Urquhart before we have the celebration in St. Margaret's Hall at 5:30. And then on Christmas Day, our Christmas Day service here in the church at 10:00. And then next Sunday, we have our morning worship as usual. And in the evening, a service of readings and carols in St. Margaret's Hall at 7:00. And we're sharing that with our friends from Belly, and Anne Bowie, who's our interim moderator, is going to be leading that service next Sunday evening. Just a couple of other things. Thanks to all who over the past 2 or 3 weeks have been delivering, first of all, the Bright Heart news, and then the Christmas cards round the parish. It's been a double whammy this year because of the Bright Heart news as well as the Christmas card. So thanks to all who have given up their time at what is a very busy time of the year for doing that. And last of all, amongst our cards this week was a card from Isabel and Alec Buchan, and they have a little letter in it, which I'm going to leave on the table at the end. You can read the details of it. News about the family and settling in down in Arbroath now that they're retired down there. I just want to read a couple of paragraphs from it. Isabel says, "We trust you're all well and looking forward to Christmas with family and friends, and hope the new year will bring us all a climate of peace, love and joy. We cherish the memories we share with you and pray that God will richly bless you this Christmas and in the coming year." And then just a couple of paragraphs from the beginning of the letter, which I think are a very good introduction to our Christmas Sunday service. "On the first Christmas morning, the silence of that great mystery we call eternity was interpreted by love. The veil of sense and time parted, and God's love cascaded into earthly time, as God, in his infinite love, was born in Bethlehem. This fountain of love gives life and meaning to our existence here. It is there, let us hope and pray, that our world, its leaders and all humankind will reach out and find it this Christmas time. Our disjointed world needs a new dawn and a brush of the angel's wings to steer us away from the self-destruct path of global warming, fake news, and the uncertainty of a world led by leaders clothed in question marks. In the darkness, we can still gather at the holy manger and worship Jesus the Christ child, God with us."
Oh, Good morning, everybody. It's wonderful to see you this morning. Thank you. I heard some good mornings back. It's last week I was thinking it is the mid of winter and everyone is gone. And to see that we have guests this morning, it's wonderful. Welcome to everyone. And I usually count the numbers. I counted 1 to 1. 121 this morning. So it's wonderful that we are gathered here. Huh? So, Good Church of Scotland address, 121 George Street. Yes. please join in this morning's nativity scene. It's a different setting this morning, but let's celebrate Christmas together. And therefore, I greet you this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I say God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you in abundance. And as we journey towards Christmas, let us prepare ourselves and our hearts for Christ's coming using the words of the ancient and the early church once again. The words would be, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. And just as an introduction, let's repeat these words a few times and keep it in our hearts as a prayer for the presence of God. We're going to stick with this simple prayer, Maranatha, just for a while as introduction to our morning service. Lord, as I become aware of sinful thoughts, of words, or deeds in my life, acknowledge them now before you, Lord, praying, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. I turn my thoughts now to think of someone I know who needs your love today, Lord. My prayer for them is the same. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And now I think about our church family and the many activities we have planned for this coming week. And as I do, so I pray again. Maranatha. Come, Lord Jesus. Finally, I turn my thoughts towards particular places and situations in the world that desperately need your comfort today. And we pray for these people, these situations. Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. As a congregation or as an individual, you may recall that Bernard of Clairvaux said that Christ comes 3 times, in Bethlehem at Christmas, secondly at the end of the age, and thirdly in the lives of believers every single day. And so we pray again now for all 3 comings of Christ. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you send your Son to save us, Maranatha. May Jesus be born again amongst us this Christmas. Thank you, Jesus, that you came before and you are coming again in glory. Maranatha. We long for you to return and make all things new. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for filling our lives. Maranatha. May the Lord Jesus Christ be born again in our hearts today. May this day bring Sabbath and rest to our hearts and homes. May peace and perspective be renewed in the busyness of the season through your Spirit. May our hands be free enough to give the grace and love we receive from you unto others. And may a little of the wonder and magic of Christmas awaken the child in us today. And may your word feed us through what we experience in this service this morning. We pray this in your name as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Sheila, can I ask you to light the candles for us? Hope, peace, joy, and today it's the candle of love. And while Sheila lights the candles, we sing as a response, Hope is a Candle. We sing the 2 verses on the sheet, and then just after that, we can start with Away in a Manger. And Fiona, if that's your cue, thank you very much. I'll pray and you can set them up. Thank you, Fiona. Let us pray. God of love, you don't ever give up on us. Through your angel messenger you send to Joseph, you encourage his compassion. Don't give up on Mary. Enduring God, we know you are with your people, and therefore we praise your dependable faithfulness. God of love, you extend your care broadly and widely, even here unto us in Lambrad and Urquhart and the environment. Your word comes along to us as humans, born unto us. And therefore, hear us when we pray as you taught us, Jesus. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
So we're now going to retell the Nativity story. This may bring back memories for many folks. I wonder if in times past, whether that's recently or times past, you have been a shepherd or Mary. Maybe you were a sheep or a donkey. Today, some of our young people are going to be these characters as we retell the story. But it's a story that's got a part for everyone. And as we tell, there are some words on page 2 of the order of service. The narrators are going to tell the story, but when the characters reply, we'd like different groups in the congregation to answer too. So I'm going to do a little bit of organization. Would the front section of here, would you be Mary? So from the front to, say, where June Taylor is sitting, this group here, you're all Mary, okay? So we need this section on this side up to, if we say, halfway, just below that Peace on Earth banner, you guys there are all Joseph, okay? Mary and Joseph. We need some angels, so I thought we have to ask the choir to be our angels. So we have Mary and Joseph, we have our angels. Would this middle section, all of you guys in the middle, would you be our shepherds? And those of you on the rear, on the section here and on the section here, would you be our magi? So there and there are our magi. And those of you in the balcony, Andrew waving, you are our innkeepers. And at some point we mention the animals. If you would like to be an animal, please join in. That's up to you. I'm going to do the first bit of narration and I'll introduce our first item of praise. But after that, each other thing we sing together, Evelyn is just going to play the first line or so on the organ and we can join in those carols together. So, this narration, the retelling of the Nativity, is called A King Born for Everyone. Just over 2,000 years ago, in a place a long way from here, lived a young woman called Mary. Now Mary was in love with Joseph, and she longed for the day that they might get engaged. One day, Joseph came by. And when he came by, Joseph said, "Oh, Mary," we made a bit of volume from your Josephs, okay? Joseph said, Mary came running, and Joseph asked her to marry him. Mary said, and then quickly said, yes. And so Mary and Joseph were engaged. A few months passed, and Mary was blissfully happy planning the wedding. And one day, she was making some new plans for the big day when suddenly an angel appeared to her. Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Mary was afraid, but Mary said, don't be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. The angel said, will be born to you, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. Mary said, you will conceive and give birth to a son. Mary couldn't say anything at all. You'll be filled with the Holy Spirit, so the child will be holy and be called the Son of God. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. Mary said, and may what you have said come to pass. The angel left, and Mary went to find Joseph. Joseph, I saw an angel, she said. Joseph said, I am pregnant with God's son, and you're to call him Jesus. Joseph said, indeed. Joseph walked away with a heavy heart. He loved Mary, but this was too much to bear. He'd have to break off the engagement for everyone's benefit. He went to sleep that night with a lot to think about. But that night, in a dream, an angel appeared to Joseph. The angel said, a king is to be born, and Mary will be the boy's mother. Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She'll give birth to a son, and you're to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph woke, he ran to see Mary, and Joseph said, I had an amazing dream. It doesn't matter what anyone says. I will marry you and take care of you and the baby. Mary said, so as the months passed and Mary's baby grew, Joseph stood by her. It was then that the Roman emperor called for a census. Mary and Joseph would have to travel to Bethlehem, because that was where Joseph's family came from. Joseph said, it was going to be a long, slow, hot, dusty journey, and even harder for Mary with the unborn child. But Mary remembered all the words that the angel said. That king will be born. And Mary said, as they traveled with Mary on a donkey, they passed sheep and goats, and on that long journey, the animals said, so as our Mary and our Joseph and our angel leave, I just wanted to remind you that as we celebrate Christmas, it's the middle of winter. I wonder what you would feel like if, instead of being winter, Christmas came in the middle of your summer holidays. Some of us think that would be nice to have a nice sunny day. I wonder if on the 25th you'll be having your Christmas dinner as a picnic on the beach or on a barbecue. For some people, that's Christmas. So Mary and Joseph had to travel a long way to a very different place. And there are a lot of people in different parts of the world who celebrate and sing, but sometimes they sing using different words. So we're going to sing together a song that the praise group sang on Wednesday evening. Those of you who were here will perhaps recognize it. The words echo what Mary and Joseph thought, and they said to God, "It's very strange, but yes, your will be done." We're going to sing the English version, "Your Will Be Done," but I'm going to ask Atty to come and help us learn just the three words we need to learn in one of the African languages to sing this in his one of the African languages as well. Can you come and teach us? So you don't need to be able to read, just listen and practice these words and we'll sing together.
It's quite easy. I rather don't read the words because you'll pronounce it differently. So it is Ma Yen Ziwe. 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 And then Ntandu Yako. Okay? Ma Yen Ziwe Ntandu Yako. Yes. Ma Yen Ziwe Ntandu Yako. Thank you.
"Finally, we have arrived in Bethlehem," exclaimed Joseph. Mary said, "You rest here, Mary, and I'll go get us a room at the inn over there." So Joseph inquired at the inn, but soon came back to Mary, full of concern. Joseph said, "The innkeeper says he has no rooms left, and says that all the other inns are full too." Mary suggested they should ask together. Perhaps someone would take pity on them, as she was so heavily pregnant. So Mary and Joseph went to an inn that Joseph had not tried yet. Joseph knocked on the door, and when the innkeeper answered, he asked him, "Do you have a room for Mary and I?" The innkeeper said,
"Not in my inn."
Joseph pleaded, "Surely have just a small room." But the innkeeper said, "Can't you see Mary is pregnant? Surely you have some space." The innkeeper said,
"Not in my inn.
But you can use the stable round the back if you want." So Mary and Joseph entered the stable. Joseph said, But Mary was so pleased to have somewhere to stay that Mary said, And around them in the stable, all the animals said,
"Oh, yeah." Many miles away, some magi looked into the heaven, searching for meaning, and then to each other they said, the magi said, one of them saw a new star rising in the east. The magi said, so we know what this means. It is a sign that has been foretold. A king is to be born. We must follow the star, so we can worship the new king. So the Magi followed the star for a few days, and then the Magi said, but we are lost, very lost at the moment. So the Magi started to ask everyone, where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod heard of the Magi's search, and he called the Magi to him. Who are you? Said King Herod. The Magi said, where will this new king be born? In Bethlehem, in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written. Bethlehem, out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Herod said to the Magi, you are indeed wise men. Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. The next day the Magi talked about what King Herod had said. The Magi said, but last night in a dream, I was told that it would not be a good idea to tell King Herod where the baby is once we have found him. The Magi said, and we all agree, let's quickly buy some gifts for the new king, and then let's get out of here. And that is what they did, and they followed the star to Bethlehem. We're now going to have our offering this morning, and during this, Sienna is going to play some music on the piano. Thank you.
Meanwhile, on the hills above Bethlehem, some shepherds were gathered around a fire, keeping warm as they looked after their sheep. The shepherds said, and the sheep said, the shepherds chatted and swapped stories around the fire as they kept an eye on their sheep. Suddenly, an angel appeared, and the angel said, will be born. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. You should go and worship him. But the shepherds said, the angel told them, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The shepherds said, but we will go and worship this new baby, this new king. And so the shepherds left the fields and went down to Bethlehem to find a baby in a manger.
So Mary gave birth to the baby Jesus. She wrapped him in a cloth and lay him in a manger for his bed. Mary and Joseph looked at their baby. Joseph said, and Mary said, and somewhere watching on, the angels said, baby Jesus slept. Mary rested and Joseph sat in disbelief. And quietly, the animal said, bang, bang went the door, and into the stable came the Magi. And the Magi said, not wise enough to be quiet, thought Joseph. We have brought gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh for the new king born today. And the wise men said, Joseph looked at the gifts, and Joseph said, And Mary said, the door banged again, and this time in came some shepherds. The shepherds said, they carried a little lamb with them, and the other animals saw it. The animal said, the door banged again for a third time, and in walked the innkeeper. What's going on? I never agreed to a party. The innkeeper said, suddenly a voice rang out and everyone was silent, even the animals. The voice was the voice of an angel, and the angel said, everyone looked at the baby Jesus, who opened his eyes, and the angel said, the Magi and the shepherds knelt down before Jesus. Quietly, the Magi said, and quietly, the shepherds said, and quietly, the animal said, a king among us, exclaimed the innkeeper. He knelt down too. This baby is born king. The innkeeper said, but in my stable. And as if it were poetry, the angel said, Joseph looked at the baby, and then he looked at Mary, and in a whisper, Joseph said, and the angel said, and Mary said, and everyone joined the angels and said, a king among us. And everyone joined Mary and said, praise God.
Everyone's doing really well. But Shauna and Kirsty, you're the stars. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 to 15. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. Amen.
Thank you, Andy. During this time of year, people often talk about the real meaning of Christmas. And obviously, we know it's not only about the cheer and the presents under the Christmas tree. It's about the God that created us and came to us. Not just sending a message to us, but sending his own child to us, being here for us. And the real meaning of Christmas is that the God of heaven came into our world. It's his world, but the world we live in. And when I read this chapter in Luke 2, I get two things this morning coming from this message, and there's a lot of things we could gain from the reading. But the angel said, I bring you good news. And it's repeated three times. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for, and that's the second thing I hear, for all people. The God who created heavens and the earth and all who is in them has said, entered our world. And when the angel brings the message, it's not only a message saying, oh, I bring good news and joy for certain people or for some part of the world. It's for everyone, for all. And as the Savior, God demonstrates his love in a way we have never imagined. It's a way he would die because he loved us, giving himself to us. And that's only the one part, I say, is the crucial part of the Christmas message. The second part is what I've just mentioned we sometimes overlook in the Christmas message. It's that God came for the whole world, not only for me and not only for my family and not only for the day of Christmas and the certain people I care for. He came for everyone. The angel who appeared to the shepherds on that glorious day, or night, not day then, announced the birth of the promised Messiah. The angel said, I bring you good news of great joy that would be for not for some people or even for most people, for all. And that's why it's good news. It's not for a selective group of people. It's for everyone. That's why there's a great company with this angel saying, praises to God in the highest heavens. Therefore, there's joy because God came to earth. That message was clear and done by John the Baptist saying, there goes the Lamb who takes away the sin of not only you and you and you, of the world. And therefore, I see the best known verse in the Bible that God so loved the world that he gave his begotten Son. That is the explanation of why Jesus came, that the world through him might be saved. And the Apostle John told his readers that Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, but not only for ours, for the sins of the world. And when I see the Bible, I read it from Genesis to Revelations, and I see God created us in his image. When speaking to the crowds after Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem, Jesus himself says, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Listen, it's inclusive, all people. During the first 5 centuries of the Christendom, the prominent and, according to some scholars, maybe the dominant view of the leaders at that time was saying that Jesus did accomplish what he came to do. They believed that at the end of the time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is born to the glory of God. And this message that was shared through the angels, through the shepherds, was to humble ordinary folk, which gives a natural encouragement to me and you, to us to share it widely and personally. The angels repeated the word, for you. He came for you. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth and lying in a manger. The shepherds are often characterized representing the downtrodden and despised of society, the scoundrels of society. So that was the first proclamation of the gospel to be said it came for sinners. But the evidence for this view draws on material from a specific tradition that was only formed in the 5th century after Christ. First, this rabbinic tradition, the evidence was late that they were really scoundrels, coming from a later time or period written. But more importantly, I would say that when we look at the Bible, shepherds are good motives and good images for the Lord's servants. I think of shepherds coming in Luke 15, in Mark chapter 6, Matthew 18, John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd, says Jesus, 1 Peter 2, Hebrews 13, and Ephesians 4. It portrays shepherds in a favorable light, even describing church leaders as being the shepherd. In the Old Testament, if I think about shepherds, I think about Abram, I think about David, I think about Moses. And they were also kinds of shepherds, entrusting God to lead them. And therefore, the real Christmas message, and that will be my message for this morning, at the heart of Christianity is that the God of heaven came down to earth to bring salvation to ordinary people like you and me. He came for you. Jesus Christ is the Savior not only for you and I, but for all. That's not only good news. That's the greatest news ever. And that is the message we can live, and that is the message we should proclaim during Christmas. Do not be afraid, but to reach out to those who are afraid, those who are scared, maybe those who feel lost or wanting or seeking. Let's live and give this love, this message to all God's people. Amen. Lord, thank you for bringing your word to us in various forms and various ways, to ordinary people like us, to shepherds and even wise men, to those that believe and are unbelievers. But in the end, the message comes for us all. You love us all. And may we proclaim this love, live this love. Not only the love of giving gifts in a human way, but sharing grace, giving other people the space to live in, creating your goodness as you created it for us. Joined with the work of you, Holy Spirit, in our hearts and in the places we live and work. We pray this in your name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Shall we sing? All right, let's join in our second hymn. Fiona, it's right. You can sing. All right. Come and join the celebration. CH4321.
It is a special time to have joy, but we're just going to take a moment to pray together and just to think about some other folks for whom this time of year isn't all that is good and joyful. Let's pray. Lord God, we do remember you are indeed a king born for everyone. And although for many of us Christmas is a real time of joy, we know it's not the same for everyone. When many of us enjoy time with family and friends, we pray for those for whom Christmas won't be fun. The adults and the children who are homeless and living on the streets of this country and across the world.
those coping with the destructive power that we've seen illustrated on TV of the bushfires in Australia. Those living as refugees and who are fearful for their future. And we pray for those living constantly with the threat of war in places like Syria and Yemen. As our new government and relief organisations and charities make decisions, we do pray for folk in street pastors, in shelter, and in Christian Aid as they seek to bring help and support. Protect everyone involved, and we pray that those taking part may be supported by us. Make us wise as to how we share what we have to support those who don't. And we pray too for people closer to home, perhaps including those sitting very near to us just now in church, those who are facing tough times, perhaps through loss, through illness, anxiety, or worry about the future. Be close to them, particularly at this time. Help us know how to support them. Thank you for the enjoyment of our carol concert on Wednesday. And as we gather again in the coming days in Urquhart to sing carols and in church here on Christmas Day to further celebrate your coming, may we not just sing the carols, but really know what Emmanuel, God with us, means. We thank you for Atty's ministry over recent months. Grant him safe travel to South Africa for his holiday, and may he return from his time with family refreshed and recharged. And as a whole church, we pray you'll show us your plans for the year ahead. As the shepherds went to tell everyone the great news that Jesus had been born, help us continue to share the news with the children in our local schools and with everyone we meet in our community, remembering that Christmas is a gift, but not just for one day, but the gift that God keeps on giving. Amen.
Thank you.
I again invite you to our Urquhart event, 5 o'clock, Christmas Eve at the War Memorial. And we gather there and we go around singing Christmas carols and having a mince pie or something afterwards. And then on Christmas morning, it won't be a long service, 10 o'clock. Please come and join. I promise you, for a half an hour, you'll be home and having the turkey and everything that's lovely. So please join again on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And then we sing the last verse of O Come, All Ye Faithful again. Yes. May the God of the stable go with you. And may the spirit of the angel inspire us. And may the love of the Son challenge us. May we accept the Christ child afresh today in order that we may live and strive for hope. Lord, be with us now and always. The Lord will set out before you to prepare your way ahead. The Lord will be at your back to shelter you against the onslaughts of evil. The Lord will be beside you to enfold you in his arms of love. The Lord will be beneath you to lift you up the day that you might stumble or fall. The Lord will be above you to bless you. And the Lord will dwell within you with his spirit so that you may live by his grace. Amen.